If you have taken responsibility, you will be all right. If you have not taken responsibility, you will not be all right. Why is that? Because when you surrender, you believe that what you are praying to has a broader, wider, and more deep wisdom than you. Because they have a broader, deeper, and wider wisdom than you, you allow them to work in their mysterious ways to fulfill what you have prayed. So if that girlfriend is not good for you, you won't get her. If that job is not good for you in China, you won't get it. If that schooling in America on the way or while you're there, something bad will happen and it's not going to work, that prayer won't work. So when our prayers don't work and we don't get our wishes, we have a very, very deep-seated kind of thought, oh, that being doesn't have power. Or it creates doubt in our mind. Oh, the three jewels are nothing. Oh, God is not there. Or Muhammad's not there. Whatever. We automatically think that because we've been raised in a very self-centered kind of way. We're so self-centered that even the gods have to acquiesce and fulfill the prayers the way we want it. If they don't fulfill the prayers the way we want it, they are not holy. I will not set up an altar. I will give up. I will not do my chanting. I will do my prayer. We are so self-centered. And you know, we're not self-centered that we're bad. That is just the way we've been brought up. That's the way society is. That's the way we're used to. When I say to you guys, the theme always is self-centeredness, please do not take offense. And please tell other students and friends not to take offense. I don't say that to offend you or to put you down or tell you you're bad. I'm telling you that that is the cause of our problems. So never take offense when I tell you, oh, you're selfish. Never take offense when I tell you you're self-centered. Never. Get out of that mode that when you hear a word that's negative about yourself, it is negative. Get into the mode that when you hear something unpleasant about yourself or that may apply to you, that is not directed towards you, that it applies because the human condition only has a few causes and we have to fit in one of those causes. We have to fit in one of those. So we are actually so naturally self-centered that when we actually pray, it is not prayer. It is not prayer. Because all the things or most of the things we pray for are not things that benefit others and ourselves ultimately. It's actually to benefit ourselves and just ourselves. So when those prayers are not fulfilled and those are not manifested the way we like, we tend to lose faith. We tend to lose hope. We tend to not believe, and we tend to stop doing our commitments, our prayers, our sadhanas, perhaps pujas, perhaps going to the church, going to the temple, whatnot. We give up. We stop. Why? Because we didn't get what we want. And we have to see that that type of prayer is not prayer. It is increasing your self-centered mind. So even in prayer, in meditation, in making offerings, we increase our self-centered mind. We increase our selfish mind. In fact, in prayer, sometimes, you know what happens? We even increase the mind that expects us to get more. We think we're doing the right thing. We think we're holy. We think we're good. But actually, even making an altar, going to a church or temple or synagogue and mosque can make us even worse people. Not the mosque. Not the temple, our motivation. So the beauty of Buddhist teachings is, again, let me stress, not to make you Buddhist. But if you happen to be, you will become a better Buddhist with attainments. If you happen not to be, it helps you to become spiritual. If you're not spiritually inclined, Buddhist teachings help you to become a better society, a better citizen. All three ways. So when we do our prayers, you listen to yourselves. Be aware what you pray for. Be aware. Don't be aware of the, you know, may I get a girlfriend so that I can be happy, so that she can support me and I can get what I want, and then I can give her what she wants, and then we can be partners in crime and spreading the Dharma, and that I won't be lonely, and so that we can all become a fully enlightened being to benefit all sentient beings. I'm not mocking anyone. You listen to that kind of prayer. When in actuality, deep down inside, what it is we want to get that so we can fulfill our sexual and our lonely and our need for company. That's what it really is. That's what it really is. Because if you think about it, actually, if we get a girlfriend, it increases our samsara. It increases our desires and our needs and all the problems and comes with it, and more time wasted and more effort given and more arguments and more fights. And it actually pulls you away. You know, you have to realize that Buddha didn't get a wife to be enlightened. So when we say those kind of things, we're not being very honest with ourselves. We're not being very honest with the Buddhas. So what am I saying to you? Don't pray for that? No. What I'm trying to tell you is, when you actually pray, when you do your prayers and meditations and dedications and aspirational prayers, let it be real prayers. Because sometimes, even in our prayers, it is not prayers. It is not. It is not prayers. Why? We are just finding another outlet, a higher power, a bigger source to get what we actually want. So you have to think about that. You listen to what people pray for. You know, I watch those Madonna videos, Truth and Dare. You know, they go on a documentary with Madonna. She goes on concert in Canada, Calgary, USA, Europe. You know, she goes everywhere. And she has all her dancers, and she has a whole group. And I love it, you know, because Madonna is definitely the emanation of Ajugini. And if anybody says she's not, come see me. I worship her. I make silver butter lamp offerings to Madonna because she is Vajrayogini. In any case, she goes all over the place and she does this horrible, horrible shows all over the place, which is just a disgusting sight for kids and young people, which of course her kid is not allowed to watch because she doesn't want her to grow up influenced badly. I didn't get that. I read that somewhere. But anyway, you know, she does all these scenes in her concert that's really ladies should not be doing and men should not be watching ladies do. And nobody should do that except Paris in her own bedroom to herself. And you know what? And the thing is, before she goes out on these concerts, you know, because she raises hell. You know, the police come and in the mothers against, you know, violence and sex comes and all these protests. And then the police come and they say, you know, we're going to stop you from doing these kind of scenes you do on your shows. They're actually masturbation scenes, you know. And she says, no. That's my artistic talent. That's the way I express my artistic, that's my artistic expression. And the constitution is for that. So as long as you say artistic expression in the States, you know, you can do anything you want. You can run around, you know, with strawberries all over you with no clothes on. Paris will get along very well there. Couldn't you see her? She paints her naked body green, runs around saying, I'm Tara. That'll be her artistic expression. Can you imagine naked Paris running around New York? I'm Tara. Passing out lotuses to people. Omani peme hong. Disturbing, isn't it? And in America, you can get away with it if you can prove it's artistic expression. You know, you're not insane. And I'm not making a joke of this. But what happened is that the police came and they stopped her and they said, you can't, you're not going on. You know, if you do this scene, you're going to be arrested right after the show and on and on. And she says, no, I'm going to do what I want. And I'm going to do as I like it because this is my show. And so you know what she does? Before any show, she actually holds her dancers' hands and they do a prayer. Dear God, please give us the strength to do what we need to do. Please give us the courage and your blessings that we can give a great show and make everybody happy, and that obstacles and difficulties and problems cannot overcome us. Give us your strength. Give us your blessings. And there are people out there who don't believe in what we do, and they're trying to make obstacles for what we want to do with our lives. Bless us. That the obstacles go away. Amen. And I'm like, and they do these kind of prayers before every single show. The whole spiritualism is not there. It's not about spiritualism. Who are you waving at? Are you trying to touch JT again? Leave her alone. We're in public. All right? Not now. Afterwards, you guys can do what you want, you know, in your house. Don't let Dashi know. Anyways, it's you know, and you listen, and prayer has become like that. Prayer is not about becoming selfless. It's not about helping the other. It's not about taking harm and problems. It's not about absorbing sufferings. It's about, I want to do what I want to do, and if anything comes in my way, then you remove.